Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
What do you get if you cross a choir, a hospital, and a global pandemic? Well, let's find out. Dr. Emma O'Brien, OAM, has run the music therapy program at the Royal Melbourne Hospital for over 20 years, but this year it's taken on a more important role than ever. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
What's the mood like in the hospital at the moment?
It's pretty intense, but it's really supportive. It's quite extraordinary. I mean, we work in health, so we expect things to be, you know, charged up, but no one expected this pandemic this year, as we all know. And whilst we're very prepared in March, we've been holding that elastic band pretty tight the whole time. And, yeah, we're all in it together, and music has never been in such high demand.
Which I'm curious about, because I would have thought that, you know, sort of inverted commas, optional programs like musical therapy might be the first to go in a pandemic.
No, quite the opposite. So we're embedded in allied health, and as soon as things started to really arc up, our referrals to patients went through the roof. We're normally very busy. We've got a small team, so I'm full-time and then I've got 5 part-timers with me, and we normally have volunteers playing in the hallways, but of course they couldn't come in with the pandemic. We had to be really careful with them. And suddenly we have these things where basically if someone's in hospital for a long time or highly stressed, if they're not on our standard ward, we'll still go and see them, and they just went through the roof. And then the staff started saying, can we please do some more music? And we responded.
Oh, this is lovely. Hey, for those who are sort of unaware, I include myself in this category of the, you know, broader use of music therapy in hospitals. What does the program, you know, broadly involve?
So basically we use music to help people cope with being in hospital. The brain responds differently from music. So an easy way to look at it is people who can't speak often can sing post a stroke. So we can use music to rehabilitate them. We use music to help bring calm, a lot of live music. Obviously now we're singing with masks and face shields, so that's pretty intense for us as well. And we use music to improve people's quality of life. Music therapy is used in palliative care, so we'll play as people pass away and die. And intensive care, we've worked with people in comas who will wake up saying, you know, I could hear you singing, and it sort of gave me sort of a feeling of I could get through, which is quite extraordinary.
Yeah.
So music can get in where other things can't in a positive way, and it allows people to express themselves. You know, we don't stop being a human being when we go to hospital. We continue to be who we are. And the bulk of my work too is in songwriting. So I create original songs with people when they're going through really intense periods in their life as well. So we're quite diverse.
Well, this is awesome. Although my brain has just gone to how it must be quite difficult to sing in a mask.
Yeah, it is.
Like, do you run out of breath pretty quickly?
Oh, we're getting better at it. It's a bit like, you know, high oxygen training at the gym.
Yep.
Look, the first experience that was really tricky because it would sort of start moving up into your eyes. So you learn kind of good technique and how to keep it tied properly on your face. We're also using face shields, which is a bit like a personal fallback system. I don't know, when I've done some gigs as well.
Like singing in the shower.
Well, yeah, it is a bit like that. Yeah.
Well, maybe if you just sing Phantom of the Opera exclusively, the mask will just fit right in.
Yeah, good indeed. I'll do that for you later if you like.
Hey, Emma, you just mentioned that not just patients, of course, but staff as well are getting on board. Take us through Scrub Choir.
Yes, so we have a staff choir. It's been meeting, you know, on and off for many, many years, and normally in people's lunch breaks. And we often sing in the hallways in the hospital, and people will jump in and sing in with us. And then when everything hit in, you know, the real intense work in February and March, one of our people in culture, which is our human services, said, look, what about, I've just seen this pub choir, what do you think, could we do something like this? And I thought, wow, that is fantastic.
And that was, sorry, that was pub choir where they sort of got together online, wasn't it?
Yeah, it became couch choir,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's right.
And look, I must admit, I saw that first one close to you and I cried. I went, this is extraordinary. And I thought, this is beautiful. And, you know, absolute respect for what they're doing there. And we thought, okay, well, let's give it a go. And I thought, oh, maybe we'll get like 10 or 15. And no, we got 200 people responded. I know. So we made all the guide tracks. We made it really simple too, because I wanted to make sure, in the same ethos as we always have with choir, that anyone could participate. So we picked Count On Me, because it's got the 1, 2, 3. So if you wanted to participate in the video just by putting up your fingers and counting 1, 2, 3, you could.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to. And, you know, I made up very simple harmonies. So, If you just want to sing that, I'm a big fan of the one-note harmony. Sammy, I don't know if you are, but I think it works very well.
Oh, very much so. Or the two, the two-chord songs as well, a personal favourite.
Yeah, absolutely. And that sustained note, you know, count on me, like this. So we had that happening. And, oh, the response was extraordinary. I went, oh, my goodness. And people came out of the woodwork and fabulous singers singing from home. And also, you know, people put in little dance videos to put in there. And one of our staff members is deaf. She put in her Auslan version, which when I started to cry, I thought, this is extraordinary. So, yeah, we went and it just went and went and went and edited up the video and off it goes.
Well, Emma, it's a fantastic video. I'll give the listeners a little listen in 1 second. Hey, huge, massive, socially distant high five to you and your team for the work you're doing. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. And we've got Scrub Tide 2 coming out soon, so you'll have to keep watch out for that. Yes.
Okay, people can search for Scrubs Choir if they want to see it, can't they?
Yes, we'll let you know when it comes out.
Okay, thanks so much, Dr. Emma O'Brien. Music Therapy Fellow at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. Hey, have a quick little listen to the song that she was just describing. This is just gorgeous.
You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of music, and it's awesome that it's happening in our hospitals despite this hell of a year.